Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation where the Washington Post has assembled a panel of experts. And the panel of experts make it very, very clear that the one thing that this great nation needs more than anything else, or at least it is needed by the majority of people in America who are still white. And by the way, we've talked before about that whole myth about the non-white coming majority. In any event, this is aimed at white people, white people, white people. Who says the Washington Post need to get together and specifically discuss racial matters and to feel intense shame? Why do they actually believe that shame is going to work for you and help you out? Well, we will get to that. We will also get to somebody who I am sure if he thinks about it at all, he feels some shame of having tried to kill the president, having permanently disabled Jim Brady, President Reagan's press secretary back in 1981, an attempted assassination, who now is writing love songs, including one that he wrote himself and has posted on his YouTube. And he is getting actually a surprisingly strong response. We'll bring you the latest on John Hinckley Jr. And we will also talk about a movie trailer. I haven't seen the movie, but the trailer is being hailed as one of the worst of all time. We will get to that as well. First of all, this WAPO explainer video. Now, this is a complicated story, and in fact, it's so complicated that in order to get into more depth into this particular argument, you apparently need to spend $117,000. That's to get an anti-racism course from the expert, Rasma Menachem, who has been assembled by the Washington Post so that white people can get together specifically around race. Menachem is not calling for white solidarity, but he may have inadvertently identified, says the National Review, one of the unintended consequences of promoting divisive concepts like the ones he champions. Okay. It says when he is not making videos encouraging the Washington Post well-heeled readers to embrace racial essentialism, Rasma Menachem offers courses through his personal website. But this is what it sounds like on the Washington Post website on how to achieve racial enlightenment. Listen.
Some racialization, white body supremacy is not episodic, it's structural. Remember that there were thousands of George Floyd before the one that you saw. Your bodily response to this horror, right, is not the same thing as you dealing with the structural aspects of this.
George Floyd's death became a deeply personal and racial tragedy for many Americans. For the first time, white people were becoming aware of their whiteness and the systemic ways that white supremacy affects all of us.
White people in particular get aroused, get upset, say this is unjust, this isn't right, this shouldn't happen. There's like an awakening that happens. And so part of their racial identity development is seeing that awakening. What they do with it is really the next piece of it.
In this episode, we're tackling white racial identity and why understanding your whiteness is integral to becoming self-aware as a white person.
Okay, has anyone gone through this kind of training and become self-aware as a white person, as they're calling for in the Washington Post, one of America's most influential publications, one of the most influential voices in the media? If you have, give me a call and explain what it means. 1-800-955-1776. The video, which, by the way, is also in top of everything else, is poorly produced. They go on to talk about racism in our daily lives. Listen.
I am originally from a smaller town in Oklahoma. Whiteness was the default, and whiteness was the comfort.
Part of the structure of racism in the way that it's maintained is to keep us from recognizing that racism is a part of our daily lives. And so it's a longer term process of looking at your understanding of yourself in the world, both historically, but also contextually, the family you live in, the community you live in, and what role whiteness plays in that.
The more you kind of dive into that, the more I'm really realizing how deeply rooted racism is into like my everyday thought process. No matter how much you work at that, there's still even almost more work to be done.
A living embodied anti-racist culture does not exist among white people. White people got to start getting together specifically around race.
White accountability groups are really helpful in terms of having a place to process, having a group of people whose responsibility it is to call me on things or to challenge me.
Again, it used to be when you talk about getting white people together as a group to explore their whiteness, you'd be thinking about white sheets. I mean, really, this is not... It is so unbelievably dispiriting to see people with serious positions of responsibility. And the Washington Post has a serious position of responsibility, for God's sake, talking about how it is that racial consciousness, making people more conscious about their background and their identity as white people. I'm going to respond to this in just a moment, because none of this is based on reality. None of this is helpful. All of this is lame and pathetic and destructive and undermining to our country and its future. But one more imperative that we are ordered by the august authorities of the Washington Post. We must feel shame. Listen.
We're unpacking wrong things that we've been taught in history class. I realized that I needed to go back and unpack and reorganize everything that I had learned, because it was completely through a white lens. Most of us in doing this work have experienced this, where there's a period of deep shame for being white and for acknowledging the harm that our ancestors have caused. And that's a very legitimate piece of this work. And we can't ask people of color to hold our hands through the shame piece. That needs to happen with other white people.
When you do that for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right, you end up with actually a community that is aligned with each other.
In theory, that sounds like a good idea, but I guess I'm curious to hear, like, what are some of the pitfalls or risks that you run if that's the only step you take?
The biggest answer is white people don't really understand racism.
And again, the way to get rid of racism is to focus on it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. As he was delivering those lines, he was saying, you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you end up only then building a community to fight against. I was thinking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years you're doing this, you're going to be suicidal. I mean, you're going to be depressed. Why is there any belief that shame, not for anything that you have done, but for your ancestors, is a positive emotion? We will get to that, because it's a profound question. It's not empowering. It's enfeebling. It's undermining. It's depressing and destructive. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your whole program is full of hate.
Your daily dose of
hate.
I understand
that. Because you spew hate all afternoon.
It's the Michael MedVed Show.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
I spent some time with you yesterday talking about Frederick Douglass and the great abolitionist, the great thinker, writer, a leading force behind the drive for emancipation of slaves. He had been born a slave. He only escaped from slavery when he was a young man. And he made himself one of the most forceful, most influential writers of the entire 19th century. And it's an amazing story, and a story well worth reconsidering, but partially because Frederick Douglass made it a point to express his tremendous admiration for many white people, especially including the founders of this country. Yes, including Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, and who had faults like every other human being. And yes, Alexander Hamilton and John Adams and the rest of this, because they had given a great gift of a structure that allowed America to progress to what Frederick Douglass spoke about in his July 4th speech. It was actually delivered on July 5th in Rochester, New York, to the Rochester Anti-Slavery Ladies Group. And he gave this speech, which has become known under the title of one of its phrases, "What to a Slave is the 4th of July." And what he talks about is the aspirations, the idea that somehow you were going to help people ennoble themselves, uplift themselves, by concentrating on negativity, on guilt, on failure, on pain. No, those things should not be erased. Of course those things need to be remembered and emphasized. We were talking about that yesterday with John from Kansas City a little bit. And of course you need to emphasize those things. But if we can do this again, and it is so beyond ludicrous. Clip 4C, this is from it's really a critical race theory video posted by the Washington Post to allow people to overcome what the video seems to suggest is a genetic problem for white people. It is entitled, "What is White Racial Identity? And why is it important?" And it's by a so-called expert named Rasma Menachem, who tries to offer people the chance to spend literally years working on overcoming their hideous white identities. Listen.
We're unpacking wrong things that we've been taught in history class. History. I realized that I needed to go back and unpack and reorganized everything that I had learned, because it was completely through a white lens. Most of us in doing this work have experienced this, where there's a period of deep shame for being white and for acknowledging the harm that our ancestors have caused. And that's a very legitimate piece of this work. And we can't ask people of color to hold our hands through the shame piece. That needs to happen with other white people.
When you do that for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right, you end up with actually a community that is aligned with each other.
In theory, that sounds like a good idea, but I guess I'm curious to hear, like, what are some of the pitfalls or risks that you run if that's the only step you take?
The biggest answer is white people don't really understand racism.
Okay, when the voice there of one of these happy customers, and just seems so happy and cheerful and happy-go-lucky, talks about we don't really understand all the harm our ancestors have done. Would you just pause for a moment, and can we look back on, say, oh, I don't know, say the last 5,000 years? Has that been all that white people have done? Is harm and shame and oppression and evil? Did white people and black people and Asian people and Indian people, but did white people do anything good? Anything right? Anything noble? Did white civilization produce William Shakespeare and Martin Luther and Ludwig von Beethoven and Michelangelo and on and on. People who actually have created a culture and helped to develop a technology, for instance, that has changed human life so dramatically for the better. And this is one of the reasons she says she has to go back in history and unlearn all the stuff she had learned before. What is it? If there's anybody out there who wants to tell me something you've had to unlearn. And then this is something that Frederick Douglass spoke about. There are literally records of not just hundreds of thousands, but millions of white people who risked their lives to end slavery, to free people of color. And by the same token, there were all kinds of people of color. Most of the actual capturing of people who were then sold into slavery was done by other black people. It was done by people inland. And the idea that basically you want to associate something only positive with one racial grouping and only negative with another racial grouping, it's evil when the Nazis do it, it's evil when the Ku Klux Klan does it, and it's evil when people like this explainer for the Washington Post wants to affirm to people that basically everything white should produce shame. There's a thought that I had that I'm really planning to write about it at more length, but let me share it with you very briefly and quickly. One of the pieces of agreement for basically all those of us who look at the Bible, Jewish, Christian, the most important verse in the Bible, love your neighbor. But that's not the verse. The verse itself is love your neighbor as yourself. From the book of Leviticus, the book of Hebrew, book of Vayikra, and the wording is v'ahavta re'acha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Why does it add those extra words? Because if you don't love yourself, if you don't honor your own father and mother, if you don't have some kind of self-regard, you will never be able to demonstrate the kind of kindness, the kind of productivity, the kind of decency which the whole essence of loving your neighbor requires. To say I'm going to love my neighbor by showing how much I hate myself and hate my ancestors and hate everything about my history is a disastrous mistake. It's going to harm our country and harm every individual who embraces that idea. We'll be right back.
Hate.
The Michael Medved Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections, for remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky speaking out against the call. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking out against the For the People Act. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer says it's the Republicans that are trying to suppress people's vote.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show. We will get to the big headline in the Daily Mail. Daily Mail, one of the most popular, widest circulation newspapers in the United Kingdom and Great Britain, that has been making some strides in the United States. The headline says, "Religion is not the secret to happiness," global study claims. We will get to that. Let me go to Ryan in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I think it should be painfully evident, but statements such as white people are incapable of understanding racism is a sweeping judgment and ascribing negative connotations to an entire group of people based entirely on their skin color. I mean, that's the very essence of racism.
That's exactly right. You're entirely correct. And basically, when you impute an ability, in this case, the ability to understand and cope with racism, and you impute it exclusively to people of one racial grouping, what is that if it's not racism? What strikes me about this is what they're peddling here is self-hate. What they're peddling here is rejection of your father and your grandfather and your grandmother and your great-grandmother and everyone who went before you. And the idea that you would reject literally everything that you have been given by your ancestors because they happen to have a white skin color, even those ancestors who may have risked their lives on the Underground Railroad trying to get people to the North and away from slavery, or laboring like Cassius Clay, who I just wrote about in the Wall Street Journal, or laboring and risking their lives repeatedly and again and again and again and again for the cause of emancipation, it's an absurdity. Are you a person of faith, Ryan, at all?
I am.
Okay, good for you. Bless you. And remember that there is a commandment, depending on the way you number the Ten Commandments. It's either listed as the fifth commandment or sometimes as the sixth commandment, which is honor your father and mother. And yeah. I was thinking about that. I mentioned before, over the weekend on Saturday was the 20th anniversary of my mom's death. And how do you go through one of these white re-identity workshops or processes of months and months of self-examination and struggle sessions and all the rest of it? How do you come out of that without ending up hating your mom and dad, despising them, believing that they are hideously wrong and deeply guilty because they happen to be white? This is, to me, diabolical. And I appreciate the fact that you seem to have the same reaction. Last word?
I think this gal who says white people are incapable of understanding racism and the fact that her statement is so inherently racist, I would submit she does not understand the true meaning of racism.
As fascinating, or any of the profound blessing that we have to live in this particular country that has made heroic steps to overcome racism and to extirpate its remnants. Ryan, thank you for the call and thank you for the insight. Religion is not the secret to happiness. Sorry, Ryan and the rest of you. Global study claims, says the headline. And they start out by talking about a major study that was released by, quote, the respected Washington-based Pew Research Center back in 2019. And that study found out, and in fact there have been dozens of other studies like this, including a massive study at National Opinion Research Center, one at Columbia University in New York. They found out in that study in 2019 that actively religious people, the kind of people who observed rituals, who went regularly to religious services, were much happier than non-religious people in more than half of the 36 countries it examined. It found religious people were dramatically happier than others, not only in the United States, but also in Japan, in Australia, and in Germany. Okay. Now there is a new study which says, in an article by Steve Doughty, atheists are just as happy as devout religious believers, a study said yesterday. It confounded the long-accepted convention that confirmed Christians and the convinced followers of other faiths are more content with their lives than those without religion. But the researchers found that either a firm belief in God or strong atheist views are both more likely to lead to a satisfied mind than a loose attachment to religious faith. The findings were based on happiness surveys carried out in 24 countries, which asked both about religious belief and levels of satisfaction with life. Academics from the prestigious Journal of Happiness Studies at the University of Cologne, divided levels of belief and non-belief into four categories and found that all except weakly religious showed similar levels of life satisfaction, and all were higher than the weakly religious group. And when I say weakly, it's W-E-A-K-L-Y, not W-E-E-K-L-Y. In other words, what they're coming up with here with this new study is that basically when people live in doubt, when people are unsure, when they can't commit their lives to something in a meaningful way, they're likely to lead less satisfied lives. It's one of the reasons I believe that marriage leads to a greater happiness for most people. And in fact, it's very reliable and across cultures. Is the most important factor in a happy, satisfied life is having a partner to whom you are deeply committed, where the commitment is profound and lifelong. Now, if you came up with a study and somebody took a look at a study and they found out that, oh, People who are about their spouses, they aren't doing as well as people who either very clearly like, love, adore, depend upon their spouses. That wouldn't be surprising. And that's why this isn't surprising. The Kern researchers from Cologne also said that religion and happiness depend heavily on the country involved. In strictly religious countries, atheists are less satisfied with their lives, but ratings improve in more liberal countries with a high proportion of non-believers. Well, they have more company over there. They're going to have less handicaps in places where, as in most of Europe, there's a very substantial number of people who say they're atheist. In the United States, according to most surveys, the number of people who say they are atheist is less than 5%. Say they don't believe in God, describe themselves as atheists. There are a lot more people who are just disaffiliated. The reason that people believe that previous studies showed much more benefits for religious faith than this study showed, they say over at the Daily Mail, the reason for this belief is that previous studies were mainly focused on United States examples without taking the influence of differences between countries into consideration, as well as not differentiating between non-religious subgroups. Okay, look, does this change the reality that you get in a whole range of different studies that suggest that, yes, religious practice, not just belief, is actually good for you? Well, I don't know how that applies to John Hinckley, but he has a song all about the majesty of love. What does it sound like? We'll give you a Medved music review coming right up.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, for those of you who remember or have looked back and examined some of our past, the day March 30th, 1981 was a profoundly important day for this country. Because if you agree with virtually all historians, including left-leaning historians, President Ronald Reagan, love him or hate him, was one of the most consequential leaders this country has ever had. He changed things in America. He changed things in the world. He played a profound role in winning the Cold War. None of that would have happened if 2 months after the inauguration, he had been killed. And in fact, you can look at some of the pictures. There are pictures of the bullet which ricocheted against the car, the reinforced car that he was about to get into, and then bounced up and hit him in the chest. And came much less than an inch, it's actually much less than a half an inch, away from his heart. And it was really... He was insisting to the Secret Service men that he wanted to go back to the White House, and the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, was actually countermanded by part of his Secret Service detail. One of the agents had been gravely injured, putting himself between the gunman and President Reagan. The Secret Service manager in the car with the President said, "No, Mr. President, we have to take you to the hospital," and that was a decision that saved his life. Because there was no delay in terms of working with him on that. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital. It was the most serious, unsuccessful assassination attempt of a sitting president in our history. In any event, the would-be Reagan killer, John Hinckley, also struck the president's press secretary, Jim Brady, with one of his stray bullets. He wounded a Secret Service agent. He is now 66 years old. And he was declared not guilty by reason of insanity when he was brought to trial for all this mayhem. And the way they write about it in the New York Post is they say John Hinckley Jr., the gunman who attempted to assassinate President Reagan in a bid to win actress Jodie Foster's heart, has traded his six-shooter for a six-string, racking up thousands of views on YouTube with his guitar renditions of sentimental love songs. Which leads us to one of our Michael Medved music reviews.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
Hinckley, who is now 66 years old, won a lengthy court battle last year, which freed him to publicly display his music, his writings, and other art, and to potentially make a living in the recording industry. Well, you can judge for yourself. Since then, he has published more than a half dozen videos to his YouTube channel. And here is the way he introduces the inevitable selection that you knew had to be there. Listen.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to say that I'm working on an album, and I'm looking for a record label. And when the album comes out, I might do some live shows. So stay tuned. Here's a song by the great Bob Dylan.
Okay, the guitar work is spectacular. I mean, it's amazing and complex, but he carries a tune. He's kind of in pitch. Now, of course, it makes me think of another version of Mr. Tambourine Man that's always been popular whenever we've been able to play it, which is whenever possible on the show. Do you remember this other alternate? Oh, we don't have it. Okay. It involves a celebrity much more beloved than John Hinckley. We will get to it. But then he does, with an introduction, a patriotic ballad. And here we're now talking about, again, John Hinckley Jr. Listen.
Hello, everybody. I got a request to do a song by Woody Guthrie. So I'm going to do his most popular song right now. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Jodie Foster is going to reconsider. You may remember that it came out in all of his writing and his testimony at the time in the aftermath of the assassination attempt that he had planned to shoot President Reagan in order to impress Jodie Foster, who at that time was a teenage star. I think she is otherwise occupied and coupled right now. But just so you don't sell Mr. Hinckley short with his song stylings, it's not all covers of well-established hits like the This Land Is Your Land, the Woody Guthrie, or the Bob Dylan, Mr. Tambourine Man. He also has an original composition, which we'll give more specific attention to. It is called The Majesty of Love. Listen.
Hello, everybody. This is an original song I wrote not long ago.
We have so much to gain because we're in so much pain. This is the majesty of love. I'm not sure that his work as a lyricist, it's not going to win him the Nobel Prize like Dylan, but just so you don't think that John Hinckley Jr. is a one-hit wonder, or do we say one-shot wonder, he has another original hit. Listen.
Hello again, everybody. This is going to be another original song of mine. Love is a given thing, meant for everyone. You got your diamond ring when the day is done. It's okay if you're feeling down. Love will see you through. I will help you up off the ground. Love will see you.
I'm sure he does have a lot to give, but we don't have a lot of time. Apparently he has more than 6,000 subscribers. No, really? Are you going to become a subscriber? I'm not sure I would recommend it. He did have a one fan wrote him on email, "When I heard you were released and making songs on YouTube, I thought it was a joke. But far out, this was such a beautiful song. You are very talented. Please make more." Well, I'm sure that he will. He's posted these videos. Let me put it this way. He looks tired. But he spent 35 years in custody in a mental institution. And again, it would be interesting. I mean, he's doing all this creative work, and they are love songs. The Majesty of Love, it does bear further investigation. It's a strange country, big country, and yes, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.